Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another podcast. I am joined by Callum, and we're going to do the Norwich preview, which will be Tuesday night, I believe. Hopefully it's a better result than the Liverpool one, but I kind of hope in a way it's the same performance. So with that, what is your lineup to start us up? Because, yeah, it's Dino's return. Could be Dino's revenge. Let's hope not. But what? How are you going to line up against him?
I don't think it should be too dissimilar to the team that we played against Liverpool. The problem that we've got is that they are going to be tired. The amount of running that they've done, trying to stop Liverpool from scoring, you could possibly see three changes, I'm going to say.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with. So I'm going to go with Martinez in goal with Cash, Conson, Mings and Target. I don't think there's going to be any changes for the back five.
Agreed.
Then we are going to go with Luiz as a holding. Then McGinn and Sansun. And then a three up front with Buendia, Watkins, and El Ghazi.
Similar, but I'm going to go standard back five. I'm not going to change that. I'm happy with that midfield. I definitely think Sanson's played himself in and Nakamba. And McGinn's obviously never going to get dropped. So, yeah, I agree with your midfield. But I'm going to go Buendia, Danny Ings and Watkins for the front three. I just think he's going to give Ings... I think he's just going to want a result after going on the back of a loss. So I think he's just going to throw everything he can to get a win. That's my opinion of it. How do you think he's going to go? Because, I mean, obviously, I think Norwich... I think it's probably too late. I think they are going to go down. They might, as of recording, they are drawing 0-0 with Man United. They're only, 2 points at this precise moment in time, but they have played 16 and Newcastle and Burnley have got games on them, so they could easily fall back to the bottom of the pile again. So I think they've probably maybe left it too late to bring somebody in. But Dino, you know, he's a good manager, in my opinion. I think he, even if he goes down, I think he'll get them back up. But, you know, I think Dean's going to look for revenge. And I think he's going to be, you know, look what you're missing out of kind of thing. I think we need to go and we need to get this done and dusted by half time. So what do you think?
I don't think he's got it in the squad, unfortunately, for Norwich.
Agreed.
With the quality there. If you put it on paper against us, I mean, when you look at the table, they're inside the relegation zone right now and, you know, they'll probably will lose to United tonight. They've only scored 8 goals this season and that's we've scored nearly 3 times as much as that. Obviously they've got a new manager bounce, kind of, I suppose, that he got a performance out of them at... was he there for the Southampton win?
Yeah, that was his first game.
So he's gained 5 points out of a possible 15, which isn't bad. That's in whatever he does tonight as well. But I just don't think they've got it. I just don't think Norwich will have enough. Obviously, you can't even say that, he'll know the team well enough because Gerrard's made so many changes behind the scenes that it's for the good that is anyway, to realise that we aren't anywhere near like we were under Dean Smith. So, yeah, and, you know, against the teams around us, if you say that, you know, they beat Southampton, they lost to Leeds, drew to Brighton, drew to Burnley, lost to Everton. So they could be a hiccup team, and I'm hoping not if you go off recent form, because we beat them twice last season, 5-1 at their place last season, which was a fantastic... Oh, no, not last season, last time we went to Carrow Road, and then beat them at our place. So, you know, if you go off history, we are the better team. If you go off stats, we're the better team. If you go off the table, we're the better team. If you go off the lineup on paper, we're the better team. We just need to turn up now. And, like you said earlier, keep the performance from Liverpool, but change the result.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the thing, because everything's in our favour, which normally means it goes against our favour when it comes to real time. This is going to be an interesting one for me, because when we've played, everything we've played, we've either been the underdogs or kind of on par. Do you know what I mean? Like Brighton was doing very well. Leicester's, you know, everyone expect them to be higher than they are. Man City, everybody that we've played under Gerrard so far, we've kind of been the underdogs or on level pegging. This is the first team where Norwich are the underdogs, where we should be winning this game. So it's going to be interesting to see the mentality of Gerrard coming into this game, whether he's, you know, because a lot of the times under Dino, there was times where we would lose results, you know, like against Burnley, teams like that. And you'd be like, how have we lost this? Do you know what I mean? And it's because we kind of get too carried away and too overconfident. So hopefully Gerrard's kind of got rid of that, and we're not going to be too overconfident. We're going to go in heads down, get the result, and then, you know, just go home with 3 points. Because there's just been too many times where these kind of teams have put one over us. And I just don't want it to be another one. And obviously having our old manager there is an extra reason not to. And I suppose from Gerrard's point of view, he doesn't want his predecessor to beat him, which makes sense. So hopefully it's going to be a good result. Hopefully it's going to be a few goals. And then, you know, put some more misery on Norwich. So what do you think the result's going to be? Because I think it could easily be a big, big scoreline.
I'm going to go with a clean sheet.
Okay.
I'm hoping that the defensive unit has not been too, you know, not been put back by the fitness levels, thanks to Liverpool, and they can keep their performance like they did. I'm going to go with a 3-0 Villa win.
Same as me. 3-0. 3-0. My goal scorers are going to be Ollie, Ings, and Trezeguet on his return.
Ooh. I'm going to go goal scorers of Sanson.
Ooh.
Konsa.
Martinez.
And one more. Who should I pick? El Ghazi.
Oh. So we're both going for who we believe the wingers that might be leaving in the summer, in El Ghazi and Trezeguet to get their goal this. Oh, well,
the man that took us into the Premier League to score against Dean Smith would be quite funny.
Well, do you know what? It'd be quite interesting, like, if they score. Like, we had the whole Gerrard, if we score against Liverpool, would Gerrard celebrate? Now, if Norwich score, does Dino celebrate? So, shoes under the foot now.
They're both in a professional manner, so I think they would, because otherwise the bad press that they would get, you know, even though how much it would hurt them, the bad press they would get, it's not worth it. So, they've got a job at the end of the day. They're employed by Norwich City or, you know, Aston Villa, respectively. So they've got to do what they got to do to impress them, their clubs and their representatives.
Yeah, true, true. But I will say, looking at some, well, the one stat that stands out for me is the fact that Pookie scored more than Ings or Watkins, which I don't like the reading of that, to be honest.
Yeah, but, you know, they're the mainstay in a bad team when, you know, Watkins has been in and out of the team, Ings has been injured, and it's not just a one-man team at Villa, so you can't really...
Yeah. I just don't like it. That's all. I just don't like it. But it is what it is. Hopefully, we're keeping quiet. And like I say, if we get a win, like I say, we are recording on Saturday. So obviously, we don't know the Sunday results as of yet. But you know, it does hopefully push us into the top 10 if we win, which would be nice to get back where we should be aiming for. You know, sitting around 12th at the minute, level peggings with Leicester.
You say about Pookie having more goals than Watkins, but by fantasy football, you know what? You know Pookie has 57, then Sargent has 23, then Adia has 11. Just go off our front two: Watkins 49, Ings 42. So
okay, I'm on about for the season, but all right, I see your point.
Yeah,
put a positive spin on it. But yeah, as I was saying, I just want to get the 3 points. It's a game, you know, we was looking at the fixtures that we've just had in Leicester, Brighton thought we could have been sticky, Man City, Liverpool. You know, we thought, you know, we could be a bad, you could lose all those games. So to come away with 3 wins out of that, out of them 5 games, it's not bad reading. So hopefully we can kick on again now. Now we've got, you know, without being disrespectful to Norwich, we've got somebody like Norwich now. That we can win against, and then obviously we've got Burnley on the weekend. So ideally, we should be looking at 6 points from the next two. And I'll be kind of disappointed in the first time in a long time if we don't, especially with Chelsea coming up on the Boxing Day.
Well, it's a week where we do really need 6 points. Really, you know, like you just said, we've got Chelsea on Boxing Day. Then Leeds aren't really going to be an easy game.
No.
If they've still got injury problems, then it will help us. But you know, that's still what, 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
That after that, you've got Brentford, who are still on a high, then a back-to-back of Man United. And then, you know, Everton taking you into the game before February. So, you know, obviously there's a long way to go. We're always going to have ups and downs in this season.
Yeah.
If you look at the last 4 games of the season, which is the end of April to the end of May, Norwich, Burnley, Palace, Man City... You'd hope to get, you know, 9 points there from that. And there's always going to be, you know, bad patches of games.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Arsenal and Tottenham and Liverpool in the space of 4 weeks. So, you know, 5 weeks if you want to include Leicester in that. So, you know, we take each game as it comes, I think, is the best way to look at it. Always have one eye over the next game if it's it close by. Obviously, this time of year is going to be tough on the players with the amount of games that we have in December, but we just need to try and get through it injury-free as possible, keep the performances to a high in every game, and hopefully by the end of the 90 minutes, then we'll come away with 3 points in the majority of those games.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, you kind of have to look. I mean, every fan does it, not just myself and Villa fans. But you look at the, you know, your fixtures and you group them in between, you know, your wins, losses and draws. And you look at Norwich and Burnley without being disrespectful. Those are in the win pot. And then, you know, you look at your loss pots and obviously it's Liverpool who we just played and your Chelsea's and that. And then your draws are the teams in and around you. You know, the teams that you'd be fighting places for, so like your Leicesters and that. And obviously, we took 3 off Liverpool, off Leicester, so, which, you know, you'd probably argue we probably, before the game, you'd have probably took a draw and not played it. So, you know, in my opinion, we've done better than what I expected us to be doing by 2 points, because obviously I did expect us to beat Brighton, obviously lose to Liverpool, obviously lose to City. So, yeah, so all in all, it's not bad at the moment, but these are the type of games now where fans expect to win and the expectation levels are going to be there and higher. Okay, he's had Liverpool, he's had City. You know, you can, as long as you have a good performance, that's all you can really ask for. But when we play teams like Norwich, fans are going to expect 3 points and a good performance. You know, they're not fan, especially myself included, won't be thinking, do you know what, let's just get a scrappy 1-0 off a corner header 88th minute. Obviously you'll take it because it's 3 points, but you want to see these good performances. You know, you want to see us play well, you want to see us get 3 points and deserved, and not, you know, just batten down the hatches, you know, route one it, get a goal and then just sit and defend for 80 minutes. So hopefully it's a good performance. Hopefully more important than that, it's 3 points. And on our review of Norwich, hopefully we can sit and talk and, you know, big up Gerrard even more.
Yeah, and, you know, just going onto their side of things, you know, player-wise, they are missing two key players in midfield in Norman and Rashia. It's funny that Rashia didn't choose us for a relegation battle, but he chooses Norwich for a relegation battle. But at least he's
linked up finally with Dino.
Yeah, and you know, that the only reason he did that was because Werder Bremen went down. But you know, those two are out, which is good for us because they're their second and third best players in midfield according to fantasy football by the point system. If you look at fantasy football as well, just as a, you know, comparison, we have McGinn, Buendia, Louise and Ramsey all ahead of their first place for points in midfield in McLean on 30. And then going off defence, Grant Hanley on 38. You know, we've got the whole back four, Mings, Cash, Konsa. They're all ahead, but Target only 1 point behind, so that's not too bad. So you can see the gulf in class, really. Just off here, and Martinez 15 points ahead of Tim Krul as well. So hopefully those points on fantasy football will mean the quality will shine through and we walk away 3 points and we can go away happy. And another thing to add on, I think in the last stages of December, Bertrand Traoré should be coming back. So that's another player that we can welcome back. And you know, we keep the squad happy, rotate if we need to, and fit. That's going to be the main thing at this point.
Yeah, it's just to get through this time of year, like you said, where fixtures are pretty much twice a week, sometimes maybe more from a Sunday, you know, from a Saturday to the next Sunday. Sometimes you can play three times, you know, Saturday, midweek, Sunday. So, you know, it's one of those, but it is what it is. You get through the fixtures, you get through them, you get as many points as you can, and then we're into everyone's favourite time of the year, transfer window, which will be interesting to see because obviously the players now are probably playing, I think all of them are probably playing for their position because obviously a new manager means new players. So we're going to look forward to that.
Talking about world transfer window, the problem with January, February time, do you know what that is?
Is it African Cup of Nations?
It is African Cup of Nations, which means we would lose three players.
Bailey, Traoré and Trezeguet?
No.
Ooh. Okay, Bailey.
No.
Okay, Christ.
Considering he's Jamaican.
Oh, yes. Whether I'm sure I saw that he goes away. Oh, no, is it November he goes away?
I don't know, but I know we're going to be losing Bertrand Traoré, Trezeguet and Marvellous Nakamba who is it? It's
Zimbabwe,
Egypt and Burkina Faso.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, Burkina Faso played in the first game, which is the 9th of January. And if they go all the way to the final, it's the 6th of February. The group stages finish on the 20th of January, so maybe it's a place that we look to improve, or we bring a youth player in. You know, we're going to lose two wingers, so and a defensive midfielder. So I wonder if that will make Gerrard's decision up in January for players coming in.
We shall see. We shall see. But it's going to be interesting. I love a transfer window. Podcast goes on for about 4 hours across four parts, but no, in all seriousness, we will be doing a January window where we talk about who we want, who we'd sell, who we keep. Little plug there. But on this, thank you guys for listening. It is a short one because this well. Like I say, the games are coming thick and fast, so I'm going to try and keep them short and sweet, around 20-minute marks, unless we have a ridiculous win, and then we can sit and talk about Gerrard and how much we love the man if we do come away with a very big win. But thank you guys for listening, and up the Villa.